fountain of loam spurted up into the air, accompanied by a bright blue-white sphere of flame. The blast wave flattened some of the nearby piles of soil. Jenny's neural nanonics reported the electronics coming back online. The loam subsided, revealing the three men standing firm. A faint whistle was insinuating itself into the datavise band. Her neural nanonics couldn't filter it out. 1 meter, she snapped. Fire! The explosion sent them spinning, tottering about for balance. One fell to his knees. For the first time, there was a reaction. One of the two farmer types started snarling and shouting. His face above the beard was black, whether from loam or a flash burn, she couldn't tell. "Keep firing! Keep them apart!" Jenny called to Will. "Come on! Run!" Explosions bloomed around the three men. Will was using a Gauss gun the way riot police employed a water cannon, harrying the men as they tried to come together. Blasts that would rip a human to pieces barely affected them. At the most, they tumbled backwards to sprawl on the ground. He was tempted to land a round straight on one, just to see what it would do. They scared him. Jenny's feet pounded over the scorched creepers. The packs on the TIP carbine weighed nothing as her boosted muscles powered up and took the full load. Will was doing a good job. One of the men had been separated from the other two. He was the farmer type who had shouted earlier. She brought her TIP carbine round and aimed it at his left ankle, neural nanonics allowing her to compensate for the vigorous motion of her body. If they could disable him, they could chase off or kill the other two. A severed, cauterized foot wasn't lethal. Her neural nanonics triggered a single shot. She actually saw the induction pulse. A complete impossibility, her mind insisted. But a slender violet line materialized in the air ahead of her. It struck the farmer's ankle and splashed apart, sending luminous tendrils clawing up his leg. He yelled wildly and tumbled headlong. "Dean, subdue him," she ordered. "I want him in one piece. Will and I will fend off the other two." Her carbine's targeting circle slithered round on the soldier as she stopped running. He was taking aim with his revolver. They both fired. Jenny saw luminous purple tapeworms writhing across the neatly pressed khaki uniform. The soldier began to jerk about as if he was being electrocuted. Then the bullet struck her with the force of a Gauss gun's kinetic round. Her suit hardened instantly, and she found herself somersaulting chaotically, grey sky and black land streaking past in a confused blue. There was an instant silence. She landed hard, and her suit unfroze. She was rolling, arms and legs jolting the ground sharply. The Gauss gun was roaring 3 meters away. Will was standing his ground, feet apart to brace himself, swiveling from the hip to send EE rounds chasing after each of the men. Jenny scrambled to her feet. The soldier and one of the farmers were 50 meters away. They were facing Will, but retreating in juddering steps from the onslaught of projectiles. Somehow she had hung on to the TIP carbine, and now she lined it up. Radiant purple lines shivered across the soldier once more. He threw up his hands as if he was physically warding off the intense energy pulses. Then both he and the farmer looked at each other. Something must have been said, because they both turned and ran towards the rim of the jungle 80 meters behind them. Dean Folan dropped his Gauss gun and backpack, which allowed him to cover the last 30 meters in 2.5 seconds. In that time he fired his TIP carbine twice. The beams tore into the glaring purple streamers which knocked the farmer down into the soft loam. With his opponent out for the count, Dean took the last 5 meters in a flying tackle, landing straight on top of him. The weight of his own body and the suit and his equipment should have been enough to finish it, but the man started to rise straight away. Dean gave a surprised yelp as he was lifted right off the ground, and went for a stranglehold, only to find a hand clamping round each wrist, pulling his arms apart. He fell onto his back as the farmer regained his feet. A booted foot kicked him in the side of his ribs. His suit hardened, and he was thrown onto his belly by the force of the blow. The farmer must be a construct made entirely out of boosted muscle. His neural mnemonics combat routine programs went into primary mode.